Hey girl, hey, welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Strecker of the live daily talk radio show, The Taylor Strecker Show. So here's the deal, on my radio show, we're like married up in there, okay? Yeah, like till death do us part, or until you want a divorce, totally up to you. But this podcast is where we date. Yes, you date me, you like, you get to know me, you try me on, you feel me out, and this is where I get to woo celebs, tastemakers, and influencers into falling in love with me. Anyone who knows me knows I'm like a professional social climber. And yeah, I wear that title like a badge of honor. But for reals, my favorite part of being in the radio industry for 12 plus years is getting to meet interesting, inspiring, and exceptional people and getting them to talk about the pettiest things in the world. So if you love real talk with a touch of cattiness and a ton of laughers, then you're in the right place. I hope you enjoy this little snack. Girl, hey, welcome to another episode of my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. I'm your host, Taylor Strecker, and this week I have a repeat guest on. He was just so good the first time around that I had to bring her back. You're like, him?
No,
her.
I like both, please.
You guys, Chris Burns, a.k.a. Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
Hi.
Hey, girl, hey.
What's up?
I don't normally have repeat guests because just the fabulosity is always flowing to me.
I'm
but
so honored.
You're so good. And also this week, we just had the Met Gala.
We sure did.
And the theme was camp. And I don't think people fully understand what that means.
No.
So I thought, why don't we do like a Met Gala camp honoring moment.
Extravaganza.
On Taste of Taylor. And so you're our expert.
Oh, amazing. Well, so when I heard the camp theme, I was like, do they mean like going camping? I didn't know Gaga was the co-host yet.
Yes.
So it's like Anna Wintour thought of camp by herself.
Which actually kind of like, I know like camp in this regard, obviously the better camp of the two, but camping is also fun
I think
for high fashion.
Fun. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Right. Because
like,
I was
Scouts,
like,
Boy Scouts.
Exactly. And I knew once I was like, so camp what it was, I was like, I think I would still go with camp, like Boy Scout camp, or like wear a huge gown made of flannel and like a headpiece that looked like a campfire or something. And then been like, I misunderstood the assignment. Because that's camp. She brings shocking shit to the table.
So hopefully by now people aren't sick of hearing about the Met Gala. I don't know. I mean, what do you think? Do you think people love the Met Gala? Do you think that we're such New Yorkers and that's why we're so here for it? I mean, this was the first time, though, that E! Was, or any like video outlet was able, or TV outlet, online outlet was allowed to actually videotape the carpet. Mm. Normally, you have to just wait for the pictures to come out.
Yeah, I think people love it.
Yeah,
I know people love it because people were like live texting me throughout it.
Really?
And I had to, you know, have a job, so I can't be watching 6 hours of a red carpet.
Right.
But you know, I spent the whole evening searching that video footage.
I know. Oh, the Gaga.
The footage. Gaga. I mean, that is what camp is. Reveals.
She is
on
queen
reveals
of camp. She is Mrs.
Reveals.
Camp.
She is literally Mrs. Camp. She is.
The
yeah,
queen.
No,
of.
I was living for that. Even though I will say,
yo, just say it.
The hair. I want something different.
Really? Okay. Elaborate.
A blonde bob. Like I get it.
I know, but what were the little knots in it?
Yeah, she had like a headband on, and it changed a little. But I like giant hair.
Yes.
And camp. That is your excuse to like
do it.
Do it.
Right.
Know? And Billy Porter also, I mean, that was
holy
unbelievable.
Moly.
He also, at the GLAAD Awards, wore something insane and said, like...
Oh, we're talking about that, honey, in a little bit.
We'll go back to that. But added, we'll he was, like, wearing a huge afro and was like, I'm sick of only girls getting to wear wigs, so I'm wearing one.
Well, I think that's why this Met Gala was like, I think it's why it was whatever, televised on the internet. I think it's why it got such a huge response, I think, is because the theme was camp. And so for those of you who don't know what camp is and also thought it was camping, I would have been a huge marshmallow if that were the theme.
Oh my God. But that would have been so funny.
I know, right? But camp is basically, I mean, it has a lot of roots back to gay culture.
Yeah.
And also specifically to drag.
Yeah.
So I would say the way I explained it earlier this week on my radio show was that, think of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Do you think that's one of the like, and maybe I'm dead wrong,
yeah,
but one of the like original.
So it's like originally as I understand it, it's like base is a lot. Also, like black drag queens are like the heart of camp.
Really?
And Stonewall Inn is like the heart of that.
Okay.
And so like the...
What is Stonewall? I actually, as a new member, as a late in life lesbian, yeah. I should know these things, but you know.
So Stonewall is very close to where we are right now, actually.
I know.
But, and that's where they had the pre-Met gala party. Was at Stonewall.
No shit.
Which if you've been in Stonewall, you're like, I can't believe they had.
Isn't it like the size of Maurice Crisis, which is another very New York inside thing, but
there's an upstairs, but it's like a dive bar. Yeah. It looks like a dive bar. But Stonewall, like before being gay was in, you know, in like the 50s, 60s, the cops would like surround Stonewall. It was a known gay bar.
Yep.
And then finally one of the drag queens was sick of being waited by for the cops and, you know, like giving a hard time all the time.
Right.
Being
harassed them.
Yes. Being harassed. I couldn't think of the word harassed.
I got you.
And so one of them threw a brick at the cops and then the Stonewall riots started.
Right.
And then that's how everything. So they had the pre-Met Gala there.
That's amazing.
And Aquaria, who's a drag queen, performed and was at the Met Gala last night.
Ugh.
And Aquaria is like sickening as hell. She won Drag Race season 10 and is 21 when she was 21 years old.
Damn.
And has only been or has been doing drag since she was 14, like in the city, like going to clubs. And RuPaul is like, how did you do that? Like, how did you go to clubs when you were 14? And she's like, when you're in drag, no one can see how old you are.
That's so true.
He was like, that's why I started doing it, so I could get into bars. Because no one questioned you. And then Suzanne Barr, she's like a New York gay icon, and RuPaul like accredits to his success, like found Aquaria, and that's how Aquaria like became Aquaria.
So explain drag, because I don't really know a ton about drag. I know I like it. I know that I went to Lucky Chang's. Is that what the restaurant is? It's like a drag restaurant.
Oh yeah, I've never been there.
I went there for my bachelor party. I mean, cool restaurant, worst bachelor party ever. I had the worst bridesmaids and I hated half the people that were my bridal party. So yeah. The night sucked, but that place is very fun. But I don't have like a lot of exposure to drag, but I know you obviously you do drag.
I do, yeah.
Hello. So how did you get into drag?
So I've always loved drag, but like, because, you know, I didn't come out until I was 21.
Yes.
Late bloomers.
So were you like sneaky, like rigging rather than Victoria's Secret models? Like, I was like curvy boys rigging drag mags?
Secretly watching. Yeah. I would like watch the Victoria's Secret fashion show. And people, you know, so people would think I was into it, but really I'd be like, look at those wings. Or like watch the Power Rangers. If I played the Power Rangers, like I was always the girl, like
Kimberly,
the yellow
pink
girl
Power Ranger.
Or the pink one, right? but I didn't start doing drag until I started doing like my comedy videos.
And but how did they intersect? Because that's not necessarily like a natural progression.
So I was like,
I guess it is actually.
I remember buying like one little palette that was like black and silver. This was like 4 years ago. And literal fucking paint brushes, because I didn't know where to buy like makeup brushes. And I was like, it must work, right? It's a brush. It was tragic, like tragedy. And then I did a show where I played Kim Kardashian, and my friend was like, you need to play Kim Kardashian at this comedy theater. And my friend did my makeup, and that was the first time I got in like real full drag. And then the rest, I just...
Did you fall in love with it? Do you like yourself? What do you like yourself better as you, Chris, sitting here right now with this adorable man bun, which I'm here for?
Top knot.
Or do you like yourself as the Les Days?
I think as when I'm Fat Carrie, like on stage, it's just, you feel like a fierce ass bitch. Like that's what I love about
it. It's Sasha Fierce. It's like be up to
truly.
I mean, whether you're a man dressed as a woman dressed as a man, or Beyonce dressed as
Beyonce
Sasha Fierce.
As Beyonce.
Yeah, I was gonna say, right?
Literally, but that's literally what it is. Like for me, it just feels when I'm in drag, people stare at you for being gay upstate or whatever.
Right.
For having your nails painted with disdain. But if you look fucking good, they can't look at you in disdain, you know? Like they're like, look at that bitch. There's something that feels just like good about walking down the street. For me, when I did a drag brunch in Financial District on Sunday.
Where the fuck was that?
It's at some place called Toro Loco on Stone Street.
I'm about to hurt things, and I don't know what, not you, it's don't there. Worry, inanimate objects. So my girlfriend and I live down in Finance District. She was begging me to go to Toro Loco.
Oh my God.
For Cinco de Mayo on Saturday, but we were just like so tired from the work week, so we didn't like really go out because we were just a bunch of bums. And then Sunday, we had to go pick up equipment for her, and we were like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And we ended up just going to like a regular brunch because we didn't want to deal with the crowds. But we almost saw you. It was fun, but they
wouldn't have let you anyway. Because apparently they had their reservations booked for...
Shut up.
That's what they said. It really wasn't that full, though.
I could have gone in with you, and it was Jeff, right?
Yeah.
Jeff Perla. Yeah.
They said traveling it was completely bum. Full, and they weren't letting people in, but I was like, there's room here.
Yeah, we could have finagled it.
And there was like a 50-year-old woman's birthday party, and it was truly like Real Housewives, and they were so drunk and getting their lives, but I was living for it. Because I was like, yes, this is my crowd.
These are my peoples.
I did Redneck Woman, where I did a reveal from one like really shitty mom wig to another really shitty mom wig.
Stop.
Which I thought was a lot of fun. But that's what drag is. It can be anything. Like, it can be people do insane, like weird. They look like dead, make themselves look like dead bodies and like have fake babies on stage.
Wait.
And then you can look like glamorous and beautiful as hell, and that's like all on the same show.
I'm having a epiphany. So Stassi Schroeder technically is in drag for every birthday she throws.
Probably.
I mean,
yes.
She's always in costume. She always has like extensions. She always like has her face painted.
Well, women are now doing drag in a different. So there's drag kings, which is when a woman dresses as a man and performs and stuff.
Okay.
But there's drag queens that are women now that just like do the same thing.
How does the drag community feel about drag queens? And are drag queens lesbians or are they straight women?
No,
does
like
it not matter?
Straight women who can. I did a show on Sunday.
Get
with
out
a
of
woman
here, bitch.
It's
not
like,
for you. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I think that was for a long time, honestly, the like mentality behind it. And RuPaul's found himself in hot water over saying things.
Like what?
Because there's multiple girls that have been on Drag Race who are transgendered and like on the other side of their transition now.
But I also feel like if you are a member of the LGBTQ community, I feel like whatever variety that is, because there's so many different, I mean, ways to be a part of that community now, I could understand supporting that type of drag. But like if some straight white bitch, privileged girl, I'm sorry, but is like, I want to do drag, I could see that being an annoying thing to a lot of members of the community. Yeah. But you're saying it's actually very all-inclusive now?
Well, if she comes at it with respect. And that's also from me. I'm very like, whatever about everything. So like there are definitely people that would not
be okay with
that.
And do you think that those people would be slightly like in their right to not be okay with that?
I would not be like, you're wrong.
Exactly.
But I would just be like, hey girl, sorry.
And just as a former privileged straight white girl, now I'm a lesbian. So slightly interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
That's something too that like, I don't think I would be offended if the LGBTQ community was like, I like, it's like, hey, how about you just like participate as being a watcher, not necessarily a on stager.
Yeah. I mean, and it's.
But like, have you known of any straight white women?
I mean, I've met a couple of queens. I've like done shows with a couple of queens that are white women, but I don't know like.
If they're straight.
Because I'm not going to be like, what's the tea, sis? Like, are you or are you not? Because that's how I'm going to decide. But RuPaul has said things like
if a sorority sister was doing drag.
Literally, I'd be like, girl.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you know.
But you know, do you, boo-boo?
Exactly.
Right? I know.
Because Ru has said before, like.
Well, do straight guys do drag? I would love that.
Fucking allegedly. So there's this movie on Netflix called Cherry Pop, and that's what it's about.
It's about.
And I'm like, why? No. But that's also at the fucking Met Gala last night. There was like straight guys that were.
Well, Harry Styles, his sexuality is very fluid, it seems.
Yeah. But I'm like, I want to know.
I want to know
too. He's never tried to make out with me, so how do we know?
So, then he's death straight.
He's absolutely straight as hell because I've been sitting here, legs wide open, and he has not knocked down my door.
Close your legs to marry men. Glonk. Hey, it's time to take a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors, HelloFresh. I love HelloFresh. I go way back with HelloFresh. I met HelloFresh, I don't know, a few years ago, and they really are saving grace. Okay, so HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. This is such a dream wherever you live, but especially in New York City. For me, I'm telling you people, I have to go to two different grocery stores minimum to get all my ingredients, and then cut to me like at my third grocery store, exhausted. I'm carrying around so many bags, I want to cry, and I can't take a cab everywhere because it's too expensive. And I'm calling my mom being like, which spice goes into the stuffed peppers? And it's just so stressful. And then I end up like coming home and sometimes, I'm so tired from grocery shopping that I don't have the energy to cook. And it's just like, and then I end up pet peeve of the world throwing out food. And then and I'm just like throwing away money. Anyway, thank you, HelloFresh, for solving all of my problems. So like I said, HelloFresh does all the meal planning, all the shopping, all the prepping, so you can focus on a healthier and happier family. But also, HelloFresh makes conquering the kitchen and certain recipes that you would never dare to explore so simple and delicious. Also, all meals come together in 30 minutes max. Uh-huh, max. And, this is my favorite part, calls for less than 2 pots and pans. Hello, easy cleanup club. I am like living for all X. I'm telling you, HelloFresh checks all the boxes. And they've got 3 plans to choose from, classic, veggie, and family. And you have the option to switch between when your taste changes. So if you're like, you know what, this month I'm a vegetarian, they'll do it. I don't know. I'm in a 2-person household. And sometimes before HelloFresh, I would just be like, oh, let's just eat out. It's like so much, it costs the same amount. And it's like just so much easier for 2 people. But it's not healthy, okay? And I gained like lots of weight. But then when I was cooking like the 3 same things over and over again. I was getting like super bored of it, you know? It was like, how many times can you have ground up turkey, meat, and a pepper? Boring. Well, not with HelloFresh. So let me brag to you. The other night, I actually had balsamic fig chicken. Hello, I would never have the courage to make balsamic fig chicken if it weren't for HelloFresh. And it came with like, sweet potatoes and zucchini, and it was so good. Oh, I felt like I was at a 4-star restaurant. I made their orchiette. Oh, it had pork sausage, little broccoli, pesto, little Parmesan cheese. I'm telling you, it was a delight. It was restaurant quality, and I made it. I'm telling you, girlfriend, get out of that recipe rut and start cooking outside of your comfort zone by discovering new delicious recipes. And of course, I'm hooking you guys up with a little bit of a promo code. So for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/TOT80 and enter code TOT80. Again, for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, just go to HelloFresh.com/TOT80 and enter code TOT80. And now back to the podcast.
To go back to this idea of like, you know, straight drag queens.
Yes.
It's like, I know as members of the LGBTQ community, we have like a responsibility to like teach people mm-hmm. and also to be like very inclusive and open-minded, but we're still people, yo. And like, sometimes I'm like, I can't help myself but be like, that guy's definitely gay. You know what I mean? We're talking about somebody who was
a Darren Criss.
Yes,
Darren Criss.
Yes,
I'll fucking say the shit. I know. I have like a friend that is friends with him. I don't care. Like, maybe you're not gay, but you live a gay man's life.
Yes, maybe like, you're a straight man, but you're living in
you're
a gay
man's. You're a Ryan Murphy prodigy. A, you were on Glee. B, you got your rise to fame on Broadway. C, Leah Michelle was the best man in your wedding or something like that.
C-D, that's like a hard D.
D-E-F. And you wore basically drag to the Met Gala last night.
Exactly.
GB whatever, XYZ.
L-M-N-O-P.
But he's married to a woman.
Right.
And seemingly, and she also, I tried to look at her Instagram.
Yes.
And it's private and she only has like 600 followers, which means she's just not accepting anyone. Doesn't want that.
So she's not about the public lifestyle.
But I'm like, come on, because they're both hot too. So I'm like, I want to like see you on vacation on the beach. Unless that's not what's happening.
Uh-huh. Okay. I mean, we know better than to pry, but you know what? We're people, so fuck it. We pry.
Yeah. Like, and also, if you're upset with me about this, DM me. Whenever you want.
Whenever at Fat Carrie Bradshaw. Okay, so yeah, so speaking of, so back to the Met Gala.
Oh, yes.
So there was a lot of, so from having like drag roots and having drag be part of like your life, were you like very impressed with the gala? Were
you, I was like, okay.
You think some people are confused?
I should have been there.
Dude, same.
Like, I was like, this, why couldn't this be in like 10 years when maybe I'll have the chance to be at the Met Gala? But also watching it, I was like, there's a chance I could get to the Met Gala because there was people there that I was like, that's surprising to see.
Yes.
Or not surprising, but like Awkwafina was there. Which I love. I'm like, I wouldn't think.
No, I mean, 1,000%. Somebody else was there that I was like, they definitely got invited because of the theme, which is great. It's great. But, you know, yeah, we really missed our boat on this one.
Yeah. I'm like, this was my year.
But you loved it.
I loved it. There was Zendaya. I loved.
It's loved.
She's always great though. Yeah. The Met Gala. I looked up her past, and last year she did like Joan of Arc thing in a full metal dress, and it looked really great. Katy Perry. What the fuck?
But wait, I will say this. If you go to Vogue.com, they actually have all these videos that they did like post. They must have done them at the gala.
Yeah, yeah.
And they actually made me, the outfits I questioned on the red carpet that I was like, Katy Perry looks stupid. And then like somebody said like to her, like, you look lit. And she was like, I'm retiring lit tonight. And I was like, why you gotta be such a bitch all the time, girl? I interviewed her once and she was rough cookies.
Like, don't wear that and then say you're retiring lit.
Yeah, you.
Like, everyone's saying lit because I'm covered in candles. Like, it's not fair. American Idol.
Which is getting canceled.
Oh no, Katy, what are you gonna do now?
But the video of her for Vogue.com.
I have to look it up.
Slay and death.
She can slay. People forget that at a time she slayed.
It's true. And she still can when she's like, she put her bitchiness aside.
I watched, have you ever seen her Part of Me documentary?
Yeah.
From like 2014. Like,
it ruined my life because I hated her and then it made me like her. Same thing with Justin Bieber. Yeah.
I cried when she was sobbing about Russell Brand and like is literally hunched over and her people are like, are you going to get on stage or not? And she like turns into a literal robot to be able to get on stage. And I was like, wow, that's what I want to be.
It was like Transformers.
It was crazy. But Zendaya lit up also. And I was like, that's how you do a light up.
Yeah. Anyone you hated or thought was just so stupid.
Frank Ocean wore literally like a pullover. And I'm like, and he's bi, right?
I think so.
I'm sure. And I'm like, girl, this is all you're giving me? And then Kim and Kanye. Kim looked great.
Great. I mean.
And Kanye looked like he wanted to be literally anywhere else in the world. Like, I put up a picture of them last night. It was like, when your marriage is perfect. Because he is literally staring at the ground in the photos. And she's posing. And then you can see on the live stream, he's like standing with her and she's clearly whispering like, put your hand lower. And I'm like, this is not his gig. He just doesn't want to be there.
Don't forget, Gwyneth Paltrow said that it was like, I don't know, unfun, I believe is a word she used. And she still gets invited back, which is like a friggin' miracle. Mm. And then Amy Schumer, who was literally giving birth the day of, so she wasn't there. But Amy Schumer said it was like punishment being there. Like, it's not a fun event. It's very serious. It's inside the Metropolitan Art Museum. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Metropolitan Museum of Art. Wait, do you know that the only reason I know about the Met Gala so much is from watching Ocean's 8? Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, same.
That's what I know about.
People are stealing diamonds.
And I'm literally like, seeing Mindy Kaling there and like Awkwafina, I'm like, but where's Sandra Bullock? Where? I love that movie. It makes me want to be both fabulous and a criminal. Truly.
So there's something that you always do, and I want to get to the ones I've seen a little bit later on, but I want to put you to a little bit of a test right now.
Okay.
Okay, so you always do types of girls, the ones who blah, blah, blah. So it's like types of girls at the office, mm-hmm. right? And then it's like, and then there's one who blah, blah. So what about we do types of girls at the Met Gala?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to give you one and then you have to do it. And you also have to guess who the inspiration is.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do my best to guess.
All right. Guess first and then do your impression after. Because you need to know like my like point of reference, okay? Okay. The girl who needs all the attention. Who am I talking about?
Cardi B?
No.
Oh, I was going to say so Katy Perry, but it was too. Cardi B, I thought, looked amazing, though.
She did, but not. She was not camp, but whatever.
All the attention. I mean, besides Lady Gaga?
No, Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah. I was like, that's the obvious.
I mean, really, so extra. And, like, did you watch it? I mean, I had to watch it on YouTube today
because
I wasn't watching live. The amount of commercials I had to watch that entire charade. I mean, listen, epic, amazing, camp, everything. But she really is. She's the extra of the extras.
Oh, and epic, amazing, yes. But at the final, you know that I stand Lady Gaga more than anyone in the world.
I know.
And I love a reveal more than anything ever. truly, like, when this is over, I'm going to show you some reveals on YouTube that put them to shame.
I bet.
But you're still in a bra and panties at the end of this look. Do you know what I mean?
She's just like,
give me reveals, but I want each look to be better than the first.
I'm with you.
And so I thought the bra and panties was like,
I know. And it was, she was also just like, yeah. And like, yeah, had to go up and down the stairs for every change.
And it was very vintage Gaga, which
it was.
I liked.
A burlesque show.
Yeah. I wanted like a Joanne. Like, what if she just ended in her like Joanne look with
her,
like
jean
just
panties?
Like put on jeans and like a hat, you know?
Okay, so do her.
What do we say?
The girl who needs all the attention.
Okay, so like, listen, I know that it's your wedding and stuff, and like, I don't want to draw focus, but I was at the store and like, the only thing they had that really made me look beautiful was this giant white gown that lights up and hangs from the sky with pigeons flying overhead. So like, I'm just warning you, like, not to be upset, but it is what I'll be wearing.
Okay, the next one is the one who tries to be younger than they actually are.
Kris Jenner. Am I right?
Like, Khloe and Courtney aren't there, but Kris is?
Oh my God. Did you see what I posted? Where it's like,
no.
Courtney says like, Mom, it kind of seems like you're having a bit of a midlife crisis. And then Kris is like, I told you to call me Kylie from now on.
Okay. Great guess, by the way.
What are you guys, what's up? Are you guys rad? What's groovy, kids? What's new? Should I do my hair blonde? I'm a cool mom. Oh, I love Aperol spritzes. Oh my God. What's new in college? I think I'm going to get my degree.
Oh wait, I can't read my own handwriting.
Maybe I can try to read it. The one who exhibits...
No, definitely. I don't use the word exhibits.
From what I see, it says the one who exhibits, she's poor. But that can't be right. Also, are Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx dating?
Yes.
That's crazy.
I know.
I was checking the news on my way here, and there were so many things that I was like, this
what's
is crazy.
On?
Like, Pamela Anderson visiting Julian Assange of WikiLeaks in prison.
Hey, guys. It's time to take a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors. This sponsor is Noom. I'm very excited about the sponsor because they're changing my life and they're going to change yours. So Noom is not a diet, okay? It's a weight loss program that uses psychology and small attainable goals to change your bad habits so you can actually lose the weight. And the best part, you can keep it off for good. That's been my struggle my whole life. I am a yo-yo dieter. I feel like I've been dieting for my entire life. I've tried everything. I've tried tracking points. I've tried extreme workouts. I've tried the watermelon grapefruit strawberry diet. That one was wicked stupid. I've really tried it all. I can tell you, sure, I've lost the weight, but then I gain it back. And at this point, I feel like I've lost the weight and then I gain back even more. And then I lose it and then I gain back even more. Now I'm just like, okay, I got to get something that's going to work. And Noom actually works. And it's because it's different. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change. And I know that that's like, oh my God, don't say that to me. But I'm telling you, there are specific reasons why Noom is different. So number one, my favorite part, you have a goal specialist, okay? It's like a behavior modification professional mixed with a nutrition expert, mixed with a fitness trainer all in one. I like coaches. I'm a codependent person. I need somebody in my life to help me through. And Noom does that for me with my goal specialist. Also, Noom is soups convenient. So we're all strapped for time, but Noom, all they ask of you is to commit 10 minutes a day. That's it. And if you don't have 10 minutes, then girl, I don't know what you're doing, okay? And literally, it's weight loss in the palm of your hand because OBS Noom is on your phone. So easy peasy. There you go. Also, this is very important to me. They take the agony out of food tracking, which is great because they've got like one of the biggest food databases available. But here's the really important thing. Noom doesn't say you can't have certain foods, okay? It just teaches you about moderation. So when you tell Taylor Strecker you can't have something, Taylor Strecker wanny. And that's like... Don't tell me I can't. Noom's like, you can, girl, you can. Just like in moderation. And then when you inevitably have those moments where you go a little overboard, there's no shaming from Noom, okay? They just give you tips on how to get back on track tomorrow. And for me, that's so huge. So it's like, if you tell me I can't, I want to more. And then if you punish me, then I'm just going to like fly off the handlebars and just like totally give up. And Noom does not do that. And I have to say, this is like the most success I've had in a very long time with any sort of plan. So obviously with Noom, you have to set your goals, you know, so you take like a 30-second online evaluation. It shows you how much weight you can lose and keep off, but you have to like be honest about what your weight loss goals are and also what your habits currently are so you can figure out how to make those attainable goals that you like, you know, you need to try to keep. That's the whole point. It's not so difficult that you can't attain it. So for me, I wanted to cut back on drinking. You know, rather than having like, I don't know, a glass or two of wine or sometimes a bottle every single day. I live in New York City, people. We're very social here. But I committed myself to try to take like a couple days or maybe even if I could, 3-4 days off a week. And I thought it was going to be really hard, but actually I kind of enjoy it. Not going to lie, the last couple weeks I kind of fell off the wagon, but guess what? It doesn't matter because there's no punishment or shaming in the world of Noom. So basically it's just like, girl, that's okay. We understand it. A bunch of your friends came into town. You were having a good time. Now get back on track. And so I am. So I am. And also, I am very sedentary. So for me, my lifestyle, my job, it's very much sitting around, podcasting, computer work. And so moving for me is kind of something that I've just let fall to the wayside. So I've just tried to set the very attainable goal of getting more steps in. And I do it. And when I do it, I feel good. And when I feel good, I want to be a good girl, not a bad girl. And it helps me stay on track. And I'm seeing results. I'm down. I went up a little bit, but then I went back down again because I said, it's okay, girl. Don't beat yourself up. I'm telling you, if it could work for me, it really could work for anybody. It's out with the old habits and in with the new. Sign up for your trial today at noom.com/Taylor. That's Noom, noom.com/TAYLOR. What do you have to lose? Visit noom.com/Taylor to start your free trial today. Again, that's noom.com/TAYLOR. Start losing weight for good. And now back to the podcast. The girl who Facetunes.
Oh. Someone at the Met Gala that did?
Yeah.
Like Gigi Hadid? Like, do you have someone in mind specifically that did that?
I do have somebody in mind that does that. I bet you could do a really good impersonation of that person.
Is it me?
No. It's actually not somebody in the Met Gala, but I was just I just wanted to hear you do it.
So Gigi Hadid, I Facetune a little. There's nothing wrong with enhancing what God gave you.
Yes.
With Facetune.
Yes.
There is things wrong. There's certain features that you can't use on Facetune, like reshape, resize, because people will see you in real life and then be like, what happened?
Yeah, you don't want people to meet you and be like, oh,
no,
you look like you look worse in real life. You always want to look better in real
life.
Smooth
out a zit if you want, you
Fine.
Know, the one who Facetunes. So this is the girl who Facetunes on a date. She's like, oh, I know that like on my profile, I have like deer antlers and stuff like to look cute, but like that's not really me. Like I'm just like a normal girl, but and I don't weigh 61 pounds. But the truth of the matter is my eyes also aren't 2 feet in diameter because I'm so sorry. And then the guy just gets up and leaves.
Okay, and last but not least, the one who's jealous of everyone. And I am talking about Met Gala, and I do have somebody in mind.
Also me. No, the one, I'm trying to think, at the Met Gala, I was also Kris Jenner. No.
No, I think in my mind, and maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like Kim Kardashian, even though she's so successful, is jealous of everybody. And is like looking at like Kendall and Kylie, and she's like, Kylie stole my life. Yeah. Kendall stole the body I want. Like,
well, that's
Kanye's miserable. Yeah. Who else? And she's like, Giselle and Tom are so happy. Like, I feel like she's comparing herself. Actually, maybe it's the one who's comparing herself to everybody.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's for sure.
The one. Okay.
And she like tweeted yesterday, like the camp theme calls for 2 looks, and because she did do 2 looks,
yes.
And I had a friend of mine text me being like, how does Kim's body look like that? Like, how do I do that? I'm like, plastic surgery, padding, and like there's no way that she is not padded in that dress.
No fucking way.
Oh my God, everybody here looks like so pretty. Doesn't Michelle look like so stunning? I mean, I think she looks gorgeous. I mean, yeah, if I was her, I probably would have thrown on a pair of Spanx, but like that's totally just not me. But oh my God, did you see Stephanie? I think she looked gorge, but her hair is like a little bit dry. Like, I don't know. I could offer her some treatments, but I don't know if that's like, is that rude? Maybe I'll just like DM her anonymously.
I love it. I love it so much. Okay. So you do, speaking of impersonations, the way that I feel like I've kind of first got introduced to you was through Betches account, yes, where you do a ton of videos for them where you play different types of girls.
I do.
Okay. And so like, and even like right there, you just like pulled out of, literally out of thin air, spot on perfect impersonations. How do you know women so well? Basic women specifically.
I think I grew up with basic women. No.
Caitlin. I love you, Caitlin.
Friend of
kidding.
The show, my cousin Caitlin. No, she's a smart gal. But like I went to high school in a suburb of Albany, which is very, you know, that. And then also I worked in restaurants for a super long time. And
that's
it's
right.
That waiting on.
Oh, in New York, yeah. You, I mean, talk about, I feel like LA has probably very colorful people there as well.
Yeah.
But there's something about New York that's like, people in LA are like very observant. So I feel like they're very aware of like people watching them or looking at them and who they're looking at. So they might be a little more guarded. Yeah. Whereas in New York City, everyone acts like it's their own fucking
yeah.
city. It's
everyone
like,
acts
it's
like
my
they're
city.
Alone.
Move.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about all of my problems right at this table. Like I one time. So obviously my marriage was bad because I'm divorced mm-hmm. and a lesbian. And and I remember one time I was out to dinner with one of my friends who was like a social worker. And I decided she was my therapist for the night. And we were at Eataly, which is like such a crowded place. Restaurant.
People love Eataly.
Love Eataly. And it was like the first one in the city. So it was like always packed. And so we were sitting at like the bar of a restaurant talking. And I was spilling the most personal, intimate details of everything in my life. And I this is when I was at Sirius. And I mean, I didn't get recognized a lot. And I think that was like before social media. So like even less then. But it would happen every time. People would be like, your voice. I know you. And there was this girl. And I got like listener vibes from her. But I was like, I'm crazy. Like, why would a listener be here? And like, she was there for 45 fucking minutes. And she heard everything. And then at the end, her check came. And then she like said, excuse me. And like, I was like, oh, no. Because I almost said to my friend, maybe we shouldn't talk about this here. But I thought she would be like, oh, my God, you think you're so famous.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't. And the girl was like, are you Taylor from like Cosmo Radio? And I was like, yes.
You're
and she
like,
was
not
like,
not anymore.
She's like, oh, I love the show. And I was like, you just heard my entire life. And
you're like, I fucking hate those people.
I was so embarrassed. But ultimately, my fault. Not her fault.
No,
my fault.
Yeah.
But in New York, there's like this weird rule where it's like, I don't care that I'm 2 inches from you. This is my private spot.
Yeah. And that's so true. I mean, and I've worked for like a restaurant group where they have all different neighborhoods in the city. So,
yes. Oh,
you and get. The neighborhoods in New York really are, you can get a different vibe everywhere. So like if you're in the East Village to the West Village, it's a completely
totally
different like type of girl that's there.
But that's the thing is everyone acts like in restaurants, it's their own private like home. But in reality, you can hear everybody. Everybody can hear each other's conversation. So what a phenomenal place to observe women in the wild.
No, and true, like literally, I mean, if I had a dollar for every type of girl that's like, oh my God, should we split fries? And I'm like, this is the highlight of this bitch's day is that she's going to have a couple of french fries. I'm like, just order the french fries. Or they'll be like, can I get this salad? But like add and then list a thousand things. And I'm like, get the burger, bitch.
The meatloaf.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, but can I add a full meatloaf to that salad? Thank you so much.
and mashed potatoes and chicken fingers.
Yeah, it's crazy. But being recognized also now it's happening to me sometimes.
Yep.
And
so you have to be selfish.
And I do know what you mean. Like when they're like, oh, this person, I can feel them. And working at the restaurant now, I can feel like customers.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, my God, are you Fat Carrie? I'm like, yep, margarita. Like, so that's always interesting. Thing to be like, so anyway, I have to get back to work.
How often does that happen? Isn't it a trip when it happens? And you can, and the thing is, you can feel it. You can feel it, and you feel like a dick for feeling it because you're like, ooh, I think I'm important. Yeah. And then sometimes people don't always like cop to knowing you. They just stare or take like sneaky pictures, which is fine as well. I mean, listen, we're here for your enjoyment. It's like being on an African safari and I'm the giraffe.
Yeah.
What do you want to be?
I love it. I'm the fucking lion, bitch. I'm the lioness.
But I feel like, let's get real, I'm the fucking anteater. Like,
right? I'm like the guy driving the safari truck that's like just trying to make a living.
But I feel like a lot of people don't come up, and I always say to you guys, please, please come up, because when you don't, that's like when I get myself, like that's when I get the most anxious.
Some days I'm like, some days I'll wake up and be like, I hope someone recognizes me today. Because, you know, some days you just need that fucking boost.
Yeah, but then sometimes you act like a total dick and you're like, I hope nobody.
Yeah, yeah. Or if I look like shit, I'm like, oh, hey, yeah, it's me.
Isn't it fun when it happens, though? It is fun.
It happened. The best time that it happened, I was at, it was the day after my brother's wedding in the middle of nowhere. And we were like in a hotel. Like he literally got married where we stayed at a hotel that was like 15 miles from where the wedding was. And we took school buses through the mountains to get to where the wedding was.
Oh my God.
And I was at like brunch the day after at the hotel with my family, and someone recognized me in front of my family. And I was like, yes, thank God. Sorry.
See,
I just
guys,
screamed.
It's all for something.
No, literally, I was like, thank you, God. And it happened once with my college friends on the street. And then my college friend was like, how much did you pay them to do that?
Of course. Jealous.
And I'm like, you jealous, you fucking bitch. No,
I was out to dinner with a bunch of my college friends a while ago. Again, when I was married. When I was married, I was talking all the shit like crazy. And I wasn't necessarily talking about it in that much detail on the air, just because like it would make my life hell if my in-laws found out the type of shit that I was saying about them. It was bad enough as it was. It didn't need to be worse. And so one night we were at like Hillstone, which is like Houston's. And I was like looking over my shoulder, and my friends were like, what are you doing? And I was like, you guys, I just want to make sure it's like that there's nobody that I know. And also like the guy I was married to was like a pillar of the community. So like I was trying to make sure that like it was there. I was looking out for listeners.
Sounds like kind
of
fancy.
Yeah. I was looking out for listeners. I was looking out for like their rich friends. I was always looking out for somebody over my back. And my friends were like, you think you're so important. This is so stupid and ridiculous. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? You're right. I'm being crazy and being paranoid. The meal ends. The check comes. And the waiter was like, and might I just add, I love your radio show. And I was like, I told you, bitches. I'm not paranoid.
The gay waiter that was like. That's my mom always said growing up, don't talk about people when other people are in earshot.
Hey, it's time for just a quick break from one of our amazing sponsors, Lola. Lola, ooh, I love you, Lola. And all my friends now have got Lola. I'm like, girl, you use Lola, I'll use Lola. So Lola is a female-founded company, yes, made by women for women, offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. I love all of the above. So here's basically the mantra of Lola. We care as women so much about the ingredients that we have in our food that we eat and what beauty products we use in our faces. So why aren't we being concerned with our feminine care products? They literally go in our bodies, in our most precious, special place. For real. It's like Cher Horowitz when she says, you see how picky I am about my shoes, and they only go on my feet. Preach, Cher. Preach. Unlike other major brands, I'm not going to say who because I'm a lady, but Lola products, unlike other brands, are 100% natural and easy to feel good about. There's no BS, no mystery fibers, or doubts about what's going on in your body. I mean, there have been horror stories of women leaving tampons in too long and them getting really sick from it. And you know, that's something that I used to always think about when I would have a tampon in, especially overnight. But with Lola, you don't have to be concerned about that stuff. Also, this is awesome, you don't have to go to the drugstore anymore because Lola is delivered every month to your door. I love that. And also, their subscription is fully customizable, so you can choose your mix of products, mix of absorbency, mix of boxes, and frequency of deliver. Lola delivers directly to your door, so you don't ever have to go to the drugstore to get tamps again. It's like, oh my God, I'm in my 30s. Why don't I know when to get my period? Why am I always running to the drugstore? Not to be TMI, but like with a toilet paper pad, you know what I'm saying? And also, their subscription is fully customizable, so you can mix your products, mix absorbencies, mix number of boxes, and frequency of delivery, because us ladies, we're all different. And Lola's subscription is super flexible, so you can change, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time. And as if that wasn't enough, they do good with their purchase. So for every purchase, Lola donates feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S. I mean, what more do you need? Well, nothing, but I'm going to give you more. Why? Because I'm that kind of gal. So for 40% off all of subscriptions, visit mylola.com and use my code TOT when you subscribe. Again, Lola is hooking you up. So for my listeners, you're going to get 40% off on all subscriptions. You just have to visit mylola.com and use code TOT when you subscribe. And now back to the podcast. We live in New York. I can't possibly.
And I'm like, what do you want me to do? Also, I feel like I'm pretty, I'll talk shit. But then if someone's like, did you talk shit about me? I'm like, yeah, this is what I said. Also, someone's like, so-and-so's talking shit about you. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, it's I called don't breathing. Care.
Like, literally, I'm like, whatever. I'm as long as they're being nice enough to keep it behind my back, that's fine.
I'm more mad at the person who repeated it than I am at the person who's talking the shit.
I'm like, let them, they were probably upset because I'm more beautiful than them.
Because they're just jealous. Okay, so type of girl, can you do more impersonations for me? I'm sorry, I'm making you a machine. So
no, please.
Type of girls. Okay, so let's say the one who got back from studying abroad. These are some of my favorite ones that you've done in the past.
Oh my God, I had like the most fulfilling time in Italy. I spent 3 weeks living with a familia in the mountainside of Calabria. which is just so beautiful. It's actually where Versace was first made his gowns. I ate like so much rigatoni and like it's just my favorite to do with this one actually is to be like the girl ordering at Subway when she's like, can I just get like a 6 foot BMT lettuce, tomato, onion, mozzarella, and like, do you have any super sock? Because that's always what I'd be like at college seeing girls ordering sandwiches and I'm like, this bitch. And they're like, can I get the guacamole? I'm like, fuck off.
Okay, the one who's super focused on her career right now.
Honestly, I am just super into my career right now. And if that makes me a bitch, so be it. Okay, because you know what? I'm not going to wake up one morning and have my career tell me it doesn't love me anymore. Not like that dick Steven that told me he was going to be there forever. And then I woke up one morning. So anyway, yeah, I'm just like really into being an influencer right now.
The last single one of the friends.
Ugh, you guys are so tied down. I like feel sorry for you. Honestly. Do you know that I woke up on Sunday and I cried for 45 minutes and then I went to the grocery store by myself. Because they wouldn't let me sit for one for brunch because they said, not today. We're too busy for that. So I picked up my stuff from Mimosas and I had it at home. And I watched reruns of Bear versus Wild and masturbated.
Wait, did that happen to you for real?
Oh, I don't know where you're getting that from.
You switched. It went from an impression to a real story. Okay. The drunk one.
The drunk one. I needed to be at like an event. Usually it's like, okay, like the drunk one at a wedding or something.
How about the drunk one at the Met Gala?
Oh my God. Oh my God. You guys, I just took this. I found this bone and I just put it in my purse. Am I being bad? Am I being stupid? What if I like drew on this painting? Wouldn't it be so funny if I just like, I have mascara. What if I just like gave Mona Lisa some, is that not Mona Lisa? I don't even know. Art's stupid.
That's me.
That's also, I mean, I don't want to be too controversial, but like, I don't really get art, you know?
Dude. Okay, so speaking of art, we're in my apartment drinking mimosas. Durr.
Oh, is that the real Mona Lisa?
No. Why did I answer you seriously? By the way, speaking of like, whatever, doing things that are stupid, which I just did, I went to Sugarfish the other day and I walked in and I went like this to the hostess. Two, for sushi? Why would I say that? It's like implied.
I'm ordering sushi. That's all I'm ordering.
They're like, that's okay because that's all like,
well, that's what we serve, so that's
like,
fine.
Walking to a pizza place, 5 for pizza? Like, why do I have to be so deliberate and
I had a drunk girl came into my restaurant the other night.
I was not drunk at the time.
And I was obsessed with her because she was just like, she was the only drunk one in her group. It was her birthday. She had like balloons tied to her. And her friend.
That's a wanderer tactic. When you have a friend who's a wanderer, you gotta.
I wonder if that's why they did that.
They did. That happened to me when I was in New Orleans with my friends. They put me on a leash that they made out of like beads around my waist.
So she was drinking. We have like water. You know, like you sit down and they give you like the big water bottle of tap water. And she's like chugging it from the bottle. And I'm like, that's not at all what that is for. And she just kept screaming hot dog at me when I would walk by because she wanted more hot dogs. And her friend was like, I'm so sorry you have to deal with this. And then the drunk one was like, I'm not. I'm not sorry for shit, bitch. And I was like, I love you.
You know Girl With No Job, right?
Yes.
I love her so much. And whenever I'm around her or any of her sisters, which is normally like when you're with one, you're with all, which I love.
How many sisters does she have?
There's three of them. Well, there are three sisters, four total.
Oh, wow.
And they're all like amazing. Anyway, so whenever I'm around them, I get shit house wasted. I don't know what my problem is. And yeah. I'm like, I love them so much. And I'm always like texting them like, I'm sorry I was so drunk at your wedding. I'm sorry I threw my Chanel bag on the ground. I'm sorry that I was like vomiting myself in the corner. And recently, and they're always like, oh my God, girl, get out of here. Like do, like we give a shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And recently, Claudia is like doing these like live shows all over the country now for her Dirty Jeans tour, and she's just crushing. And somebody must have, she was doing like a live Q&A on Instagram or like one of those, what's the thing on Instagram story where you like answer questions, but it's not live, but it's like kind of live. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you just ask questions.
She was doing that, and somebody asked her, what do you think about the girl who like vomited on herself and had to be removed from your show in like Dallas? And Claudia was like, she's my hero. And I was like, exactly.
You're like, that was Taylor Strucker.
I was like, you're such a good friend. Okay. Do the girl who just got divorced.
Where is she? She needs to be at something. Like maybe she's at a wedding. I usually like,
yes, that's when I usually lose my shit. The girl who just got divorced
and is like sitting at a wedding and just like furiously tapping her fingernails. I mean, I'm not going to be a downer, but I really don't think this is going to last. You saw the way he looked at her sister? That wasn't normal. I mean, how long have they been together? 6 years? That's really not that much in the grand scheme of things. Huh? What should I ask? What should I give her? Maybe I'll just Venmo request her for my 20s back, right? That's like that's what my husband did. Just really robbed me of my 20s. I hope he's coming. I hope he's here with his new girlfriend because she's thin.
Wait, the complainer.
It's just mostly sighing. You guys, I just want to fucking go home, okay? My God. Like, I've been working for fucking 2.5 hours. How much am I supposed to do in a goddamn day?
2.5 hours. That's like my life.
Like, ugh. Ugh. I only slept 14 hours last night. I'm exhausted.
The one who needs to be a part of every conversation.
Wait, what are you guys talking about? Oh my God, are you talking about the time when, you know, when someone's talking and then they try to finish the sentence? Yeah. When I'm like, you know, yeah, right? Like you, so we're talking about how Michelle was being a whore. Is that what you, I'm sorry. I just thought I heard, I know her too. I know her as well. So I'm just assuming that we were talking about her being a whore. Oh no. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not. I'll go. Wait, I thought you said something. What was that?
And last but not least, the one who is TMI. She shares too much information.
Oh my God. I don't want to be weird, but I was shitting so goddamn much this morning. You would have thought that I had eaten a block of cheese. You know, I'm lactose intolerant. Yeah, it just, I mean, it doesn't, it's not like I'll die. It just like really wrecks me. Really fucking tears me up. Do you know, is your vagina on fire? I just feel like my vagina has kind of been on fire for like the past 6 months. I had sex in the Dead Sea. And you know, ever since, it's just been like sandpaper down there. It is just, I've only been able to have anal.
Okay, so the last 5 we did are all ones that I think are me. From the divorce one up to the TMI. It's time to take a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors, Simple Contacts. Okay, so there are like a million things demanding your time. Contact lenses should not be one of them. Simple Contacts actually lets you renew your prescription and reorder your contacts from anywhere in minutes. Your couch? Yep. The office? Sure. The doctor's office is now wherever you are. Also, it's fast. The Simple Contacts vision test is self-guided and takes only 5 minutes. And it's reliable because it's designed by ophthalmologists. And a licensed doctor reviews every test so you can skip the office visit, but not the care. And quite frankly, the reviews speak for themselves. Simple Contacts has been rated 5 stars over 5,000 times on the App Store.
That's good. I want that on my podcast.
And you can text the support team and always get to speak with a person. You're not going to have an automated robot. You're going to actually talk to a human being. And Simple Contacts has all the brands and types of lenses that you're familiar with, so you don't have to shop around to find your lenses, and also your lenses at the best price. And the vision test is only $20. You're going to save a lot of moolah, chica. The vision test is only $20. The contact lens prices are unbeatable, and the standard shipping is free. And they're offering a promotion to my listeners. Get $20 off your contacts at simplecontacts.com/Taylor20 or enter code Taylor20 at checkout. Again, get $20 off your contacts at simplecontacts.com/Taylor20 or enter code Taylor20 at checkout. And also, I just want to say something real quick. I am the daughter of an ophthalmologist. And so don't forget that this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health examination, okay? While Simple Contacts does help you see 20/20 and renew that prescription, they don't write completely new prescriptions or examine eye health. So like I said, make sure to go to your periodic full eye health exam with your eye doctor or ophthalmologist. Just gotta say that. And now, guys, back to the podcast.
Who do you use as inspiration, for real? Like, aside from, like, the restaurant girls that come in, is it friends, for real? Is it one girl in particular that, like, you just, like, pull from all the different personality points?
No, I mean, definitely friends. There's sometimes I'll use my, like, real high school friends' names just to be funny because I know they watch them, and then they'll text me and be like, are you fucking kidding me? Because, like, my cousin Caitlin and my best friend from growing up is named Caitlin, so I can use it for, like, a lot
amazing.
Of things. And one of my best friends is named Stephanie, and that's always a good name to use.
Stephanie's a great name.
So it's, like, stuff like that. A lot of their family or, like, their friends. It'll be people at parties, you know, or I'll be on the subway and listen to two girls talking, and I'll be like, well, that is this girl.
And you make a mental note.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll, like, write stuff down in my phone, although I haven't done that in a long time. But it really is dependent on everything. Or people from my past that I'll remember, or, like, my mom's friends from the past.
Right.
Or teachers that I've had, you know.
So good.
Or, like, coworkers, you know.
I know.
Anybody. Everyone's a victim.
Everyone's a victim. I love it. And then before I let you go, we have to talk about the GLAAD Awards. You were there. SJP was there.
She was. But it'll happen in due time.
Yes.
I will meet her. And I don't have it on right now, but I got myself, you know, the, like, name necklaces.
Yes. Hers is Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E.
Fat Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E.
No.
I literally ordered one that says Fat Carrie, and I wore it to the awards just in case we got close enough where I'd be like, I'm you, but, like, fat.
What do you think she would be like?
I,
in all honesty,
have heard.
In all your hearts of hearts.
I've heard she's really nice.
I've heard too. I mean, specifically from Darren Karp.
Same. So we're getting it from the same person.
Exactly. But also, Darren's coming from a place of, like, Darren's Andy's. And she's not even just his assistant, Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
Who's SJP's best friend, Obs Kebabs.
Yeah.
But she's, like, a part of Andy's family. So she gets, like, the best version of SJP.
And
did you see SJP react to the solar eclipse?
No.
Okay. Google it immediately.
Wait, is it weird?
You're also welcome. Basically, if I'm going to try to do it any sort of justice, but it's like, she is so overly excited about the eclipse. And she's like, we did it. Oh, and the entire thing is in an excited whisper. And she says things like, brilliant, elusive. What? And she's just like a human thesaurus in such deep emotion. Like, she's acting like, quite frankly, she's either on shrooms or some sort of an acid.
To be honest,
which I've clearly never done before.
I have. And still, even then, would not give a shit about the solar eclipse.
Yeah, she had glasses on in the video and everything.
Fucking less. I could give
She's
a
like,
shit.
Whimsical, magical. It's that, like, beyond.
I'm like, who cares? YouTube it. Watch Planet Earth.
Right? So I feel like, so that kind of threw me off course a little bit. I wonder.
I just love, I need to. Honestly, I need a picture with SJP. That's all I really
That's
am
it.
Chasing.
That's it.
But also, I saw, like, Madonna was there.
The GLAAD Awards are crazy. How did you, not to be a dick, but I was jealous. How did you guys get an
invite?
We went
because of my podcast, Through Betches, Everyone's Gay.
That's incredible. What an honor.
I know. So we got to go, like, do interviews on the red carpet. And then got to sit in the balcony after.
That's sick.
Yeah. It was awesome.
It was Andy Cohen being honored, and then
it was Andy Cohen and Madonna being honored, and Rosie O'Donnell like presented to Madonna and SJP presented to Andy. And Shangela was hosting. He's like my favorite drag queen ever.
And it was amazing.
We interviewed JVN on the red carpet, which was.
Was he everything and more? I know he brought. I know he brought. Yeah. Tell everybody.
He brought Jess, the girl that like he made over for
this season, season three for Queer Eye, and she is she called herself prior to this a lumberjack lesbian, which she had no idea what that meant, but she just thought she was like tomboyish, and they turned her out like,
and she looked amazing at the GLAAD Awards. Also,
she was like what's her name, Monet,
Janelle Monae.
Yes, she literally, that's like her style inspiration, and she literally now she's the embodiment of. She looked so good.
She looked, and she looked great at the GLAAD Awards, and we talked to her, and she was great.
How was Jonathan?
So sweet.
I love him.
And we were like halfway down the line of interviewers or whatever, and there was people in front of us that were asking like 1,000 questions, and I'm like, come on, like they don't want to be talking this long. I don't want to listen to them talk this long,
right?
And because we're just like, we just need an Insta story, because when you tell people that, then they're like, done, it takes 15 seconds
exactly, and you get good sound bites.
And so she was like, the people right before us, she was like, he can't do anymore, like we're late, blah blah, and I was like, we're just an Insta story, and she's like, okay. And so like we got to
red carpet life is hard, huh?
Yeah And like SJP didn't walk the red carpet, neither did well, I think they probably did it before, after people got there.
That makes sense, otherwise you get totally bombarded.
Yeah,
and also, like, I know.
if I was Madonna or SJP or anyone like that, I would be like, no, I don't want to. I don't need it.
I know, right?
They know who I am.
Yeah, right?
Everyone knows who I am. I don't have to do this, which is the goal, honestly, to not have to do interviews.
That is the goal. You know what? Let's end this podcast on an impersonation of the type of girls who don't want to be bothered on the red carpets.
Ugh, stop. Stop. Stop looking at me. What? It's Gucci. Yes. I saw you looking. Yes, it's Gucci. Oh my God. What? Oh, my dress? Oh, it's Ferragamo, kind of. I did get it. It's Mosimo by Target. I just like being down to earth, you know? I gotta get backstage. I'm presenting. Actually, I am presenting.
Oh my God, Chris, I love
they
you.
Also at the, this was a crazy thing, because they raised like $1 million at the GLAAD Awards.
Jesus,
or something.
I didn't know that.
And do, what's it called? Oh my God, I keep for, like auctions.
Yes.
So they do like breaks for auctions.
Oh shit, I didn't know that.
And we're watching, they start the bidding at $10,000. It was like a cruise or something. And the bidding started at 10 grand. And got up to like 50 grand. And people were just like sitting at their tables being like, 50 grand.
Oh.
And then the auctioneer is like, oh, can I, do I hear 25,000? Oh, Madonna, thank you. 25,000 from Madonna. Sold to Madonna. And like just on a whim.
I know, right? That's where we need to get.
I was like, literally any of you could get me out of my debt.
Right?
Like what they didn't tell you is that you're all auctioning to pay off my debt. Thank you so much. I am gay. Thank you, GLAAD.
Thank you, GLAAD. Chris, I love you so much.
I love you.
Thank you for joining me for another fabulous podcast.
It was so fun.
You're welcome back whenever you want.
Oh, please, don't tell me that.
I will.
I'll be banging on the door.
Also, guys, make sure to check out Chris's podcast, Everyone's Gay.
Yes.
Yes. And a new episode's come out.
Every Friday.
And you can just find it, Obvi, anywhere you can find podcasts.
Everywhere you can buy podcasts.
I feel like it's like where we write books. Like it's like everywhere you can buy books.
Exactly. And you can follow us on Twitter at Everyone's Gay. And you can follow me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
At Fat Carrie Bradshaw. Chris, I love you.
I love you.
You guys, that's it for us today. Have a great one. We'll be back next week with another fabulous podcast. And if you like what you heard here, then make sure to go sign up for my daily radio show. It's 2 hours straight talk of moi and my fabulous co-host. So make sure to check that out as well. Rate, review, subscribe. Subscribe if you're not already. Make your friends subscribe. Steal your mommy and daddy's phone. Yeah. Subscribe
Screenshot,
for them.
Screenshot. Put it on your Insta story.
Yes.
And we will respond to you.
That's true. And also rate and review. Don't forget. Yeah, don't
really
forget.
Helps. People think it doesn't help, but it actually does.
And actually, in case you don't know, follow me at Taylor Strucker. Okay. That's it for real for us. Have a good one, and see you next week.
Bye.
Did you enjoy this taste of me? Want more? Then go to taylorstrucker.com and sign up for my daily talk radio show, The Taylor Strucker Show, and listen live or on demand.